Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Aaron Daly is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Aaron, you got in touch with us to really express your frustration about accessible public toilets at Shengana Park in Dublin. What's the story there, Aaron?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Andrea. Basically, my daughter Sophia, who's 20, needs special toilets. She depends on us for all her needs. And over the past few years, there's been a lot of work done by Change in Places Ireland. They changed the building regulations so that there's toilet facilities that are suitable, that are safe and offer a bit of dignity for when we say go out on a day trip or go out for a walk to the park. And basically what a change in place is, it's a 12.6 minimum square meter room. It has a wide door access ramp. It has an adult size changing bench and a hoist. And it basically allows us, the toilet our daughter and thousands of other people like Sophia around the country. Mm. And there's been great work done. And these change in places facilities are popping up everywhere. So there was great excitement when and great work done in Dunleary Rathdown when they have started to open a few of these places around the county. And what it means is, like, in the past when we were, say, going out to a park or going out to a beach or even travelling up through the country, we would have to stop and put the wheelchair outside the van and maybe change our daughter in the back of the van. So this offers us, this is an essential.
It's a lifeline, isn't it, Sharon? It's a super service to have.
It just means we can plan days out and stuff like that. So last June 2025, now previously that Dunleary Rathdown opened up this change in places beside the cemetery in the park, which is fantastic. They spent tens of thousands on opening the facility and putting in all this equipment. And last June, one of our friends contacted us. They said that there was a big board across the front of it. So we contacted the council and we asked when would it be fixed, et cetera, et cetera. And very little communication from the council, but basically that there was a problem and they were going to sort it. But you can see it. This is a beautiful facility with literally an 8x2 piece of board screwed into the front and says out of order. So as the year's gone on, it's got to the stage now where here we have a situation where they spent all this money on this facility. And a year later, we're in the summer and we like to take our daughter out, and loads of families do. And this place has just laid empty.
Shut, basically.
Out of order.
Yeah, and this is the and it's just the one, isn't it, Aaron? It's just the one accessible toilet we're talking about.
There's only one here in this area, but there is another one in Kilbogat Park, which they went to the trouble of funding for, opening up, getting a photo op. And then it never actually opened to the public. They just put big barriers around it, you know.
Why?
So it raises the question. Part of the ethos of Change in Places is that these facilities will be maintained at a high standard and they'll be usable to people who need them. We did receive a response yesterday back from Dunleary Rathdown. It was actually to Richard Boyd's Barrett's office, and they said basically we have now sourced the door. There was a medical emergency last year, the door had to be forced. It was boarded up after. They have now this week apparently sourced the door, but it's going to take 5 to 6 weeks for this door to be fixed. So it begs the question, when Dunleary Rathdown promote tourism in such a way and are trying to be inclusive and have spent thousands, hundreds of thousands in the different facilities around the county, then why can't they maintain it? And, you know, why is it such a low priority for people in my community who really depend on the scarcity, the few scarce toilet facilities?
Yeah, and this is it. That
and
was
why
a
do we have to be big?
That was the response that you had received from the from Richard Boyd Barrett. Yeah. And we too, I should say, have contacted Dunleary Rat Down County Council to try and find out when will that door be fixed and the accessible toilet, well, accessible again. But you've been told, Darren, it's going to take the guts of about 5 weeks anyway to sort that out.
At least another five weeks. So the summer period is gone. And as for the other one in Kilbuggett, we can't get any... I'm waiting on a response why this place was never opened. They put in a unit. You know, it's hard enough for people in the disability community to get these things. But when they're put there and there's a photo op for everybody and there's a fanfare, and then...
Why isn't it usable?
Well,
it's a fair question. It's a legitimate question to ask, Aaron, and we'll certainly reach out as well and try and find out what's the situation there with the accessible toilets at Kilbuggett. Bernard Mulvaney from Access for All Ireland, Aaron, is with us here on the line as well. I'm sure, Bernard, you probably hear of other scenarios like this elsewhere around the country too.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, thanks for having me on. And this is an ongoing issue for the community. You know, the change in places, the movement of itself, because it is a movement where people have come together and decided, you know, that we need these facilities in the public realm so that people with disabilities can have dignity in their needs. And it's been a sort of a movement of people that has forced change on councils to their reluctance due to the fact that they're constantly... sort of pushing back due to the fact that they feel there's too much space given over the cost. I mean, what Aaron's after explaining there, that they've invested in a facility, and I can't express how important and the relief and the freedom that they give to the community. It is on a different level. Like, it really is when you're used to a dingy little bathroom trying to do these intimate personal care needs, and then you use a change in places facility, it is just, it's on a different planet. They're amazing. But to actually invest in one and have it locked up and know its use, why it's been left locked up after your photo op, I mean, that's appalling. And I mean, just the wanton waste of money alone. The fact that we're waiting nearly a year for the replacement door, I mean, really, does it take a year to source and replace a door? Now, I find that one very difficult to understand. But you know, the movement in of itself, changing places, I don't think I can express, I really can't explain to people how empowering it is for people with disabilities who need, as I said, that dignity and care. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of the time you will plan a journey in relation to, is there a really good change in places facility in the area? A lot of the time, you know, in public places, we've been pushing, particularly around sort of transport hubs and stations, that every single one of them should have, like, it should be just there. Like, the state should invest in these. There is some in certain areas, and they're fantastic. I mean, just a week ago, we visited the Wicklow, the Treetop Walk. They have one.
Yes.
And again, it offers a whole new... opportunity for people with disabilities, and particularly children with disabilities who would like to go on a school tour. And schools now have identified that these changing places are so vital to the community. I mean, and it's so disheartening when you roll up to one and you find it's out of order with no real explanation as to why. And we need to be honest, a lot of people do their day trips with the focus on a change of place.
And this is something naturally
is
that they have in mind. I've no doubt some of the public representatives tuned into us today from near the Shangana or Kilbuggett areas maybe might have a reason as to why it has taken so long to get the accessible toilet there fixed and even operational at Kilbuggett. The email, if you want to tell us about your own local area, it's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. There's more and more people getting in touch here. We'll come back to this tomorrow afternoon as well. Aaron, look, if you get any updates, do keep us posted. Thank you for highlighting the issue with us here today on Lunchtime Live. That's Aaron Daly and Bernard Mulvaney there from the group Access for All Ireland.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.